You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast, and today we're talking all things natural skincare. We're highlighting the potential harmful ingredients, how the aging process can affect what we should be putting on our skin, and practical tips to transition to a healthier beauty routine. In this episode, I am joined with Arielle Vavleka, who is a natural skincare specialist, and we're talking about the potential harmful ingredients in skincare. Ingredients which are pretty common, which I thought were, to be honest, completely fine to use, but it turns out their long-term use is doing definitely more harm than good. We also talk about the impacts of aging on our skin, what we definitely need to be avoiding, and what we can be using to enhance our skin's natural process as we age. And of course, how natural ingredients not only benefit our skin, but benefit our overall health. Arielle's personal journey with skin issues is what has been the springboard of her ingredients awareness, so much so that she has founded a skincare line called Finally All Natural. And as the name suggests, it's focusing on all natural ingredients, which are only promoting benefit from their ingredients to the skin. They're also scientifically backed, and they prioritize transparency in each ingredient. And you can even send them your products in to get their ingredients reviewed. So if you're not sure about the ingredients you're using, you can send them a photo and they'll review it for you and let you know, yeah, this is great, or perhaps you should be avoiding this ingredient. And this is the kind of work I feel that needs to be done in the world. There are so many different brands out there. There are so many different things that we can be using, but without the honest truth of what we're putting on our skin, we're kind of left a little bit confused. So I'm really grateful to have Arielle on the podcast today and to talk about this and just really highlight ingredients that we should be opting for and the ones that we shouldn't. I hope you were able to take at least one thing away from today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Alana Bonneman, and let's get into today's conversation. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Health After 30 podcast. Today, I am joined with Arielle, and we are talking about natural skincare. Arielle, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, of course. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
So natural skincare, it's a massive, massive topic. I feel like the more people are aware, the more it grows. It is a massive interest of yours and also mine. Can you tell us a bit about how you ended up in this whole entire industry? What brought you here?
Yes. So for many years, I suffered with red, irritated skin that would sting every time I washed it. That was full of acne. And I could not find a product that would help me or work, even no matter how much money I spent. Or no matter how much it said it would help, and it's for sensitive skin. And then I became pregnant, and it was during COVID, so I was home a lot. I just started really getting into non-toxic products and learning about the non-toxic life and living, which I was not aware of. That was a choice. So throughout the years of learning about that, I started learning about hidden ingredients. And then I started learning about just how everything really affects your skin, your overall health. And that's how I really built my own company, because of the lack of transparency from all the other companies. Mm-hmm. And also so I can be a brand that people can go to that know that we are looking out for them and really truly able to help their skin. So
yeah, that's really, really beautiful. And it's almost like a way to kind of pave away from the traditional skincare, which I feel it sometimes does do the trick. In your case, it didn't do the trick, but sometimes I feel like it does the trick. But then you kind of turn over to see what's in there and you're like, what is all of this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's a really fine line. And I feel like it kind of aligns a little bit with the pharmaceutical industry, because it's like, it does the trick, you know, it's like a quick thing that will do the trick. But in the long term, is it going to be beneficial for us?
So, yeah, and all the side effects.
Mm-hmm. So what was the biggest thing for you, which maybe started sounding the alarms?
As the hidden ingredients is what started sounding the alarms. So when I learned that FDA allows, they call incidental ingredients in our skincare and in our food products, That's when I was like, wait a minute. So incidental ingredients are within the natural skin care industry, and that's when you see ingredients such as extracts. And we all love extracts or essential oils, but it does not tell you how it was extracted. So a lot are extracted using hexane or acetone, and those leave a residue behind within the final product. So we're not knowing that this is left behind and also causing some irritation to the skin. There have been some published studies that show that there is irritation being caused. So I think that we should be able to choose, they should be able to tell us this was extracted using this so that we can choose if we want to use that. For my company, we just use cold pressed. That's cold pressed everything, because we're not going to have any leftover residue. CO2 extraction is much better because the gas goes, it completely dissipates, it goes away. So that's what really was me scared to buy. Is the hidden ingredients.
And also because it's not, you don't actively choose what's going on your skin because you're not even told that it's in there.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
if someone is reacting to a product, for example, yourself, if you're using a product which is promising this, that, and the other, but you're actually getting a reaction, or it's not working, or maybe it's aggravating a condition, should we start to look at perhaps, what's in it? And then also changing it. But the thing with these, what were they called? Incidental ingredients. Does a skincare product need to use these incidental processes to have these incidental ingredients?
Depends how it was sourced. So that's where the brand has to be careful. That's where they need to take responsibility and source it correctly. You can source it for cheaper and have the alcohol extracts, or you can source it for more expensive methods and not have that residue left behind. So that's where the line is kind of, how is that brand sourcing? And are they asking the manufacturer the hard questions as well? So when I'm sourcing, I ask them directly what is being used and are there fillers that, because sourcing, they also sometimes aren't disclosing to the company. So they need to call and, ask directly. And some of them will say, I'm not sure, I don't know. Oh, I can't purchase from you. Yeah. So they're, and that's because they're also sourcing from a cheaper source. It's just it's a snowball effect. It's so we really, as brands, we need to be more careful and ask those questions instead of just purchasing.
Absolutely. Like, take the responsibility, because I feel like the person that consumes at the end, we also put so much trust into brands. And I mean, as you even said, even a brand with a really good intention of having pure ingredients, if their manufacturer isn't disclosing certain things to them, then they're also completely unaware.
Yeah, and that goes, you said consumers are trusting brands, and that goes along with the way they're marketing as well. So if they're marketing like this is our hero ingredient, but then when you look on the label, if it's at the bottom, then you know that brand is just marketing to you that that ingredient is not going to provide any real benefits. It's at the very bottom, which means it's there's very little amount in there. They're saving money putting it down there. So,
Let's talk about ingredient lists, shall we? Because when we look at, when we turn around the bottle, like, I know at the end, that's the smallest part that you're getting, right? So when you're looking at an ingredient, what would you generally call a good skincare product? Is it something that has as little as possible ingredients, or are we looking for certain ingredients, or are we looking for definite no-goes? What are we looking at when we flip around our shampoo, our face creams, our toners? What are we looking
Well,
for?
first, I like to go for the ones that are just saying they're natural. I like to just avoid the synthetics, of course. So if, when you are looking at an all-natural label, do want to see the xanth. So a lot of them use xanthan gum. You'll want to I avoid xanthan gum. It is full of chemicals. They use it because it is derived from natural a natural product, but to create it has at least five different chemicals mixed in there to create it. and that is then causing issues. So anything that says xanthicum, I stay away from. When you see, which you're
That's
going to see a
everywhere.
lot,
That's
yes,
everywhere. Is it my
I know,
toothpaste? I feel like it also
it's
might be my toothpaste.
you know it
Yikes.
is. And then this is a shock to a lot of people, is glycerin. So glycerin, yes, if you see glycerin in your top three ingredients, I just do not use it. Glycerin suffocates the skin. It is completely, it also, so it's known to provide moisture because it grabs moisture out of the air, but it's also grabbing moisture from deep within your skin, and it's pulling and it's dehydrating your skin. And after a while, you'll notice your skin is red. It starts to become red, and that's from the suffocation of it. And
I feel like some
so
people are
glycerin.
hyping glycerin. I feel some places it's like, oh, we use
Right.
glycerin. Like
Yes.
it's
And that's because it is
superhero.
told, right? It is, and that's because it's told to everyone that it's a moisturizing effect. It, provides moisture. It does provide only on the top layer. It's not penetrating. It's not giving your skin moisture. It is taking from, the out environment and from within your skin, the layer. Now, not only are you, it's packing up there, but now you're gonna start clogging your pores. There's some oils building up and everything. So,
And
is
clogged pores are leading straight to acne, right? Like
to acne, yeah.
that's the typical, I've got clogged pores and now I have acne. So glycerin,
Simply
no go.
because, yeah, there's too much glycerin in there if it's the top three. So I just completely avoid glycerin. But if it's the top three, but it's hard to. There's so it's in almost everything. So that's why I always say the top three. Yeah. But and then if you see water at the very top, it's watered down. I always try to stay under 15 ingredients. That still sounds a lot, but when you turn your bottle around, you'll see there's probably 30. So I try to stay under 15. The less, the better. We stay. Well, for instance, our face oil is just five ingredients, and that's it. Because you really want to
Beautiful.
get those benefits from each ingredient.
Five ingredients. I love that. That's actually what I do for food as well. If I'm buying packaged food, I'll, or I don't know, maybe pesto in a jar or something. I look around and it's like, okay, how many ingredients? Five or less. It's like the magic number, which kind of keeps the quality of the
Great.
ingredients higher.
Yes. Yeah, that's important for what we're putting in our bodies for our skin too.
Yes.
All the
We
sugar.
chat. We chatted just off air before how, for me, skin is such an important topic. And for me, when I think about nutrition, I always like to say, if you draw a line from your hand up your arm to your face, like your skin and your gut, they're literally connected. Your gut, well, like your gut lining, your micro, it starts here, mucosal, lining, and it starts and it goes down. So it's all so connected. And this is why I love skincare so much as well, because I feel like you can do so much from the inside. But then there's things that change in life, like hormonal changes throughout, our cycle of the month, or our perhaps, as we age, our hormones are changing, our skin texture. And even I start to see it in my own skin now. Like it just, and now it's coming into winter here, it starts to change, and the way I need to look after it starts to be just a bit more intensive. So can we perhaps chat on how the skin changes? Let's maybe talk about how it changes when we age and how we can look after it. And then maybe I'll ask a little bit about the seasonal stuff as well.
As you mentioned, our hormones are changing and our skin is changing, and that's our filaggrin, which is a protein within our skin, responsible for moisturizing the skin naturally, producing less. And with our collagen, it's producing less. So everything is kind of going down on us, and while our hormones are going all crazy. So best way to really help with that is eating healthy, as you know, to choosing products that are known to enhance skin's natural abilities rather than just putting on products that say it brightens or that it reduces fine
Anti-wrinkle.
lines, because those are causing more stress to your skin's natural proteins. in your skin's natural cells because it's now, it's too much on top of your skin when really you can be enhancing them naturally, enhancing their powers basically. You'll want to look for products that say enhancing rather than that it just takes care of the problem itself for the skin. Another thing as well, for the hormones to balance a little bit more is completely staying away from fragrances.
Oh,
So
why is that?
fragrances, yes, to create one fragrance, it requires a minimum of 200 chemicals. Only out of those 200 chemicals, only 3% of all the chemicals made to create a fragrance are tested for safety. So there is a we don't even know what most of them can do or are doing. And that's why many studies have proven that they cause hormone imbalances within us. And I mean, it's just fragrance is the number one thing we should all stay away from.
But fragrances are
Yes.
everywhere. Would you also call a perfume a fragrance as well? Because sometimes you see perfume
Yes.
on the ingredients that's
Yes, and that is multiple fragrances put together. So that has way more than 200 chemicals. There are new fragrances out there as well because of this, because of all the studies about it. There are new fragrances that are completely natural. So even though they might have some of the residue left over, but if you're looking for a fragrance, do the research to find the ones that are natural fragrances,
Yeah, but if
instead
it's
of the
new on
synthetic
the,
type.
okay, I was gonna, if it's a new thing, it's
Yes.
gonna take a long time before it starts to really get into the whole industry. And fragrances, I mean, that when people are putting something on their face and their hair, like
You like to
they kind
smell
of want to
it.
smell, yeah, they want to
That's
smell
right.
like
That's
flowers.
right.
They don't just,
No.
I mean, yeah.
That's right. I know. I mean, my brand will not, we don't have any fragrance. Our like every product you can't really smell. It's all fragrance free. There's no smell to it. And it's because we're just here to heal, not to really provide the
The
smell.
added.
Yeah. So that is, I have an aunt that loves fragrance. Everything has to be fragranced, from her soaps to her hand soaps to her, her clothes, everything. And I just, I'm always telling her, like, you shouldn't do that. And and there's a big, hormonal imbalance there for everybody who's using fragrances.
It's a known, it's one of the many endocrine distributors that it's affecting their hormones along with plastic bottles. Our fragrances, it's so important to kind of look into every aspect of our life and just reduce, try reducing care. And it's not just the food, but when you add the skincare and the food and the water and the air, like it just kind of all adds up. Chemically and the things we
The
use in the clothes as
clothes,
well.
yeah. When you bring up clothes, the one item that I just plead everybody to change is their socks. So I know it's very simple, but our socks, when we're putting them in our shoes, they get real hot, real sweaty, and it has many times have proven that synthetic socks releases chemicals into our feet, to our bodies. And they're causing disruptions within our bodies. So if you can wear 100% cotton socks, that right there is going to just help just a little bit. An easy step to take
That's a
in
wonderful
changing those
tip.
socks.
I've literally never thought about that. Because a lot of the
Yeah.
socks, because they need the stretch factor, or what, they're not 100% cotton and you can't wear socks all year round. That's another thing.
Quinn, I think it's called Quinn online. They sell 100% socks, 100% cotton socks.
Fun
They're
socks.
very comfortable, very soft, and so they're great. But yeah, at around, I think it's 95 degrees is when synthetic clothing begins to leach onto our skin.
And when
And
you're
our
gonna get a
feet get
sweaty
way
foot,
hotter than that. Yeah.
they do, and they're used all day, every day. I'm definitely a massive advocate of holistic health. That's basically the foundation of this entire podcast as well. And so, yeah, it's a huge thing. But let's go back to skincare because this is a large part. Annie Leonard has a really nice, you've probably seen it. It's a very old YouTube video, and she's, talking about cosmetics and how many cosmetics we use each day. Whether, I mean, not even if you're using makeup, this is just from brushing our teeth to our hair to then putting things in our skin, deodorant. And it's all kind of, it's a massive reason to start switching to natural.
Yes. Also use an ingredient called Quaternium 15, synthetic skincare products and even baby products. And that is used as a preservative because it slowly releases formaldehyde. And as so this is in you can Google which products contain it and it'll provide a list for you to help you be aware.
So this is another potential harmful ingredient that we need to be looking out for. What is it called?
Oh yes, Quaternium 15.
Quaternium 15.
Yes,
Okay.
Quaternium, and then dash 15. This is, I mean, Johnson and Johnson's baby products have it. So many lotions that are on the market. So
I
yes,
feel
they're
like
pretty
Johnson and
crazy.
Johnson is, I don't know.
But it's widely used for all the babies,
It's,
and so
it
it's just so
is.
sad.
It is. I mean, their baby oil, it's a home brand that I've also seen in my family since I was a young child.
Me too.
And also their talcum powder as well.
So just being aware of that. And then for cosmetic wise, when we're using lipstick that is red, for instance, or on foods that are red, or that redness is usually coming from an ingredient called carmine. Carmine is a parasitic that is boiled in ammonia, then put into our product. So the parasitic part, fine, but the ammonia is really what gets me that they don't tell us, like, okay, carmine plus ammonia, or carmine made with ammonia, so that we can make our choices. But it's just put on there as carmine. It's also, if you Google carmine, it'll tell you all the different names that'll be listed on labels. But yes,
Oh, because guys, is under several different names, so it's not even,
four different names. Yeah, different ones. Yeah. So, carmine, and then carmine is also used. You know those plastic cups that have food in it. I mean fruit, and then to make that fruit a little bit more orange, they have to add borax to the carmine, which is on top of ammonia as well, to make that orange color. To the cosmetic part though, so it is mostly in lipsticks. So you'll want to read your lipstick. A lot of people don't read lipstick ingredients, I found. Just want to know the color looks good, but.
I think also with lipsticks, it's like something that perhaps, I mean, some people do use it every day, but it's also something that you're actually ingesting. When we think about our skin, of course we absorb it with our lipstick. It's literally going in.
Yes, I'm glad you said that. Yes, and it's so it is something that we should look into. And that's why also I will bring up my lip gloss when you said that, because I was like, it goes into our mouth. So I did for the lip gloss, it is I added some nutrients to it, some omegas, so that when it is going in the mouth, it's at least helping us a little.
Nice. Giving a nice moisture effect on the lips as well.
Yes. Yeah, for the yeah, of course, yeah, for the lip, it's actually a prep, because I don't apply much throughout the day, or like to carry or keep applying. So I made it to where it's a prep, where you just apply it in the morning and it should prep you for the rest of your day, prep you for your lipstick, whatever you need for that,
Yeah, I really like
keeping
that
your
point
lips clean.
actually, because if we're thinking about natural ingredients, it's not only, the products, the ingredients that are in the products, but also like how often we are having to reapply, or you just said you can put something in the morning and you're good for the whole day, like that kind of stuff. Low impact, low amount, but kind of a high impact. And yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, are you
Low
frying on
impact, high
biscuits?
quality.
Yes, exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah. For some reason, it just popped in my head that I forgot to also bring to the point of how our skin is connected to our brain as well. So when our
Let's go
skin
there.
is stressed and having stress, from all of the products, it's sending signals to our brain, which then is also producing another hormone imbalance that is not needed, that we can also avoid by switching to more natural products too.
Yeah, we often forget that our skin has that effect because it's kind of an external thing. Like it's a part of our body, but it's almost like the shell of our body. And we forget that it has, if something's happening on, our exposure that we get, that it actually has an internal effect as well.
Yeah, we forget it talks to our brain, talks to our body. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Daily, yearly, when you start to use certain skincare products, how do you start to make the switch? Do you know what I mean?
I know that my family was very much set on in their skincare routines when I created my product, and they're like, I kind of like what I use, like just try it. So, once they started with just one product, so I would just choose one, either it's your shampoo or it's your face or it's your deodorant. Choose one if you're kind of wanting to go slow, and then choose one that really works for you. Based on, the guidelines that we provided, try to avoid glycerin, try to avoid xanthan gum. Look to see if they talk about the way they source their ingredients.
Five
And
ingredients or less.
yes. And even scientifically proven natural ingredients, which is rare, but they are out there. I mean, we're scientifically proven as well. So try to look for those because you will know that they will help. And they are different from synthetics because they provide real antibacterials, real antioxidants, real omegas, real vitamins, and those all interact with your skin differently than all the synthetic vitamins, synthetic omegas that are trying to mimic the real ones. So everything you're trying to mimic, you have it here in your natural products. That really interact differently with your proteins and skin cells. So in the way that they stimulate and enhance the skin. So you really want to look for all of that with when you're trying to ch change over to natural. I know it's hard to read labels as well. So part of our business is we allow customers to email us their labels. And for
Oh,
free, we
nice.
just read it for them, tell them what we think, and really just try to help them out because I struggled with that when I was first learning about it. I have a book that I'll always keep, and it's so full of ingredients and everything about that ingredient that I can find. And
Nice.
so I understand that how hard it is. And then I know there's apps. The apps are very helpful, when you can
Was gonna
scan
say
the barcode.
working what Yeah, environmental working group. They've got one, don't they?
Yeah, and I know there's probably like at least five of them that they can download. So those are a good start, and then from there you can go to doing the more because they don't take out, the extracts that are made with alcohols or the glycerin. They don't take that out. So they just take
This
out
is
the
like
ones that
broad
are
blanket, like the really
harmful.
dangerous ones.
Yeah,
The stuff that
yes.
you really don't want to be using.
So you can start there and then or email us your label and we'll help you as well.
That's a wonderful service. And I think that's also a really wonderful tip. My partner has actually just got an app here in Germany and he just goes around and, yeah, the toothpaste, which has xanthan gum, but it also says that it's safe. And I think you're right. Like they do kind of, they start to flag the biggest issue in ingredients. But I think the more people that are coming into awareness, the more people like yourself, which are now starting products, which are like, hey, we really need to not have any of these ingredients. You start to kind of pave the way of a new way of how we can start to use our skincare. So I think that's amazing. And it's also, I also wanted to say congratulations to you because I know that it's not easy starting a complete, you're starting a complete skincare line that that's going to be scientifically proven and having success, having success with people's skins.
Yeah,
So.
thank you. And when we first created it and it was like helping me with my skin, on my website you can see what my skin looked like before. But I created it for, the healing portion of it and for my redness and acne. But then when like my mother-in-law started using it, and my cousin who has really bad dark spots, when it started helping my mother-in-law with like her under eye wrinkles and like brightening her skin, I was so happy. I was so surprised and happy, like I had no idea I could do that. And then, or when it started fading, my cousin's really dark spots, just fading it and taking it away. I was very happy about that as well. So, and that's when I was like, I have to get this scientifically proven because I want it to be backed. I want it to be for sure.
And people are also demanding that these days as well, aren't they? They want to know that it's completely, it's scientifically proven and backed. With it, I guess, it gives them a sort of confidence. It's to know that the ingredients in it are doing the things that it says it's going to do.
And then, like you said, building a business, I also have two little toddlers, so that's fun.
Me too.
But
Well, they're not toddlers anymore, but do they ever leave that phase, really?
How do you know? But yeah, it's been really fun. It's really a way of doing something for myself too. After, being home with them.
And I mean, ultimately, you start to impact people's lives. And I think this is what I'm noticing more and more in holistic health. And, I guess, with also natural skincare, it's just when you can, with all the things that are going on in the world, when you can start to really make a change in people's lives with something as simple as skincare, then it's like you get this ripple effect of like, oh, like I'm doing something good, something productive, something that's making someone happy in the world. And I think that's an amazing quality to have in this day and age.
Thank you. I've had a few messages, surprise messages from people who've tried it, and they're just like, "Thank you. Like, this has really changed." I've had confidence to go out without makeup, or I have confidence to take a picture and post it online now without a filter. And
Wonderful.
I've had some really sweet messages that like just give me like goosebumps and my eyes start to tingle a little and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm just so happy that that happens, And so, yes, that's very true.
Beautiful. So while I don't like to say that there's ever one thing that one people need to do, but if someone's listening to this episode and they're like, I really should actually start to consider what I'm putting on my skin, what's one thing that you would impart with them to start, that they can start doing today?
Is really changing the moisturizers that they're putting on their skin. Is that what you mean? Like you want me to tell them like what they can change first?
Or like, tell me as well, please. Like, if I'm going home tonight, what's one thing that it's like I can do to start really, thinking about my
Paying
skin or thinking about
attention.
a natural product, for the skin. But if it's, I mean, moisturizer or something, and we didn't go into it fully, but with winter coming, it's something that I feel with dry skin, moisturizer is the daily thing that I use.
I would just go home and look at your ingredients. So, if it's, and also if you already know it's not a natural product, really research those ingredients then if you're interested in that product. Research every ingredient, see all the side effects that, don't turn a blind eye to one, like just really look into it. Or you can send it to me, but I would do that and then start changing each one. Start switching over to, for instance, the moisturizers. To create a moisturizer that is creamy, all lathery, those require a lot of preservatives, synthetic preservatives, which are to stop bacteria and stop any growth. But that's also stopping your natural good bacteria on your skin, and it's damaging. Any, so it's not just stopping in the within the product itself, it's going onto your skin as well. And you need a lot of emollients, synthetic emollients, so parabens, everything. So really know, pay attention, be aware of what you're using, and the switch as soon as you can. For your overall health, overall well-being, peace of mind. And then just moving on to that journey. A lot of people are focused on eating healthy, but then they're not completing that overall with their skin. So they're just focused on,
The
their
inside
inner.
out.
So if we do the whole, our whole body, our whole, everything, it'll come together.
Yeah, that's really beautiful, actually. It's like closing the circuit from the inside and then the outside as well. Oh, wonderful. Ariel, thank you so much for being here. For
Thank you.
people who want to find out more about you and your product, where can we go? I will also put all the links
Okay.
to your social media
Yeah.
and your website, but where can we find you?
Finally, allnatural.com. And then also I'm on Instagram. It'll be finally all natural with the underscore. And Facebook is finally all natural. And then I have a lot of giveaways on my Instagram too, so that's a good place to
Nice
go. Yeah.
incentive.
And then there'll be a link as well for free workshops. So you can
Oh,
come to the free
beautiful.
workshops, yeah, learn about that and learn more about the products if you'd like, or myself. And you can ask questions there as well.
Yeah, nice. I'll put like the link to the free workshops. I think, like skin workshops are great, when
Yeah,
you can just
they're
learn,
fun.
and be able, if you have something specific, be able to talk to a professional to be able to ask specific questions. I find that really helpful as well. Yeah,
Yeah, and
nice.
a lot of them are like very different types of tips, not just the normal tips. It's very creative tips that we don't even think about.
Yeah,
So
beautiful.
it's fun.
Well, that's the thing. When it's your theme and when you're really into it, then you go all into it. And this is the beautiful thing that you've become so involved in this that all of these ingredients and all of all all the ingredients which are then sourced in a different way. Like it's just become it sounds I want to say obsession, but in the most loving way. That you're so interested in it, and some people can't be bothered to we see it. I say some people, I mean myself, I see, I hear and I see it, but then to really just be able to talk to someone who they've dedicated so much time and energy into really, sifting out the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah,
That's wonderful.
exactly. You can anybody can always email me directly and I'll help them out.
Oh, beautiful.
Well,
Ariel, thank you
thank
so
you.
much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. That was fun.
I don't think I need to tell you that your health is one of the most important aspects to a fulfilling life. Whether it's being fully active in the things you love, keeping up with your children, or walking out of the house and feeling confident in your body, chances are, if you're listening to this, you're ready for change. But let's face it, it's not always easy. It can be confusing and super overwhelming, and everyone seems to be teaching that one thing. But the problem is, our health is not whittled down to just one thing. And until you take a holistic approach to taking care of yourself and your health, chances are you'll be missing more than one thing. That's where I come in. I work with motivated people who are ready to reclaim their health in a holistic way. And I walk them through the essential things they need to succeed. Whether you're starting your health journey or looking for the next step, you're going to see how to do things differently. To step into the role you need to reclaim your health, head over to alanabonneman.com to get started. Thanks for listening, be well, and I'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for being here. You could have been listening to anything, but you're here interested in reclaiming your health. I hope you found the episode useful and constructive. If you enjoyed it and would like to show support for the show, please leave a review as this makes my content more discoverable for other people to enjoy and learn from. Please also consider subscribing to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy listening. Finally, the best way to show support for the show is by sharing it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for listening, be well, and I'll catch you next time.